Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Longcat Media presents The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Episode 4. Broken Time.
Now, pay attention, young man. This is known as pumpkin pie, all the way from the Americas. Take this pumpkin, like so. Thrust the knife into the center. Now, pare it. Cut it into thin strips. And lay it into the pie. Your turn.
Thrust! Pare! Oh, I dropped my knife.
I'll pick it up then.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
You all right, sir?
Just a headache. Did I drink too much last night?
Oh, sir, look. Shall I sing along?
No, please don't. My head is killing me.
This little birdie just told of a man who said something he's gonna regret. This naughty man has insulted the king, and now all the king's men are upset. 'Cause this man's got a mouth that's as big as a whale, and he's on some crusade that he's destined to fail, and he'll swallow us all as we flounder and flail.
I'm not sure I like this song, Bob.
I could do the burp song.
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, where's this bloody music coming from? What is this? Where am I?
The Revenge, sir.
They're coming out of the mist!
Mist is dangerous for sailors. Stopped you from seeing what's there. Captain Barnett is stood on his government ship, and his sailors are leading the charge.
Oh, no.
And just out of range of our pistols he stays, as his men swing from their ship to ours. We've been caught unawares in the warm evening sun.
Please, Bob, no more.
We're in no state to fight, being sodden with rum. We live in the moment, we drink like there ain't no tomorrow, 'cause maybe there ain't. And Barnett took our morrows away.
They're on us, Jack!
Fire!
Bob, go and hide!
No!
Bob, listen to me. Come out when the fighting's done. Tell them you're our prisoner.
No.
They won't hang you if you're not one of us.
I am one of you. I'll prove it.
Bob, no. Come back. Bob. No. Bob. Your leg's hanging off. Help him. Somebody.
Captured, the others surrender. That is, all but Bonnie and Reed.
Hush, boy. Save your strength.
They scream at the pirates who laid down their swords. Only cowards and traitors concede.
Fight like men, or you'll hang like dogs.
Barnett's men stand in horror, just watching them fight. It's unnatural. They're demons. They quiver in fright.
I can't stop the bleeding.
Back to back, they keep fighting, though all hope is gone. Outnumbered by 15-1. Nonetheless, Reed and Bonnie fight on.
Stop hesitating! Get them!
The bested restrained. They cling to each other with what's left of their strength.
And Reed.
But the last thing they do, as they're wrenched from each other and thrown on the bloody deck, is lock lips. In one final kiss.
Oh, my head.
You two are writing a book about them, aren't you? Well, they finished telling their stories ages ago.
Scrappy?
There's nothing left to get out of them.
You're wrong there.
Barnett?
But do carry on.
What the devil?
Your man Mist played cards with him now. All reads him his newspaper. Having a lovely time they are.
And why are you telling me this?
I thought you should know. He ain't doing any writing, seeing as you're the one paying the entrance fee.
So good of you to care about my finances, Mr...
Scrappy.
But I'm very happy the three of them are such good friends. Friends tell each other secrets, you know. At some point.
Yeah, right. Well... I think I deserve a reward for...
Thank you for coming, Mr. Scrootby. You can go now.
It's Scrappy. I think a reward would...
Not be appropriate, given you clubbed my employee over the head. Off you go.
But I can tell you
enough... Go away now.
But you should hear what they say...
I already know. Mist tells me.
You sure about that? Sure you could trust him?
If you have something to say, then say it. You will get a reward if it's worth it.
Oh, it is. Did you know that Miss delivers letters between them? Love letters.
Yes, I know that.
Oh. What about this then? Anne told Miss that she hates her father so much, she won't ask for his help to get her out of
here. I don't care.
How about this then?
Go on.
Reed has beaten Mist at Gin Rummy every single time they've played.
Get out!
Wait! You obviously don't trust him. Just tell me what you want to know.
And you'll make something up. I warn you, Scratby, I can tell if a man is lying to me.
Try me.
All right. All right. Tell me everything they've said about treasure.
Treasure? Let me think. They ain't said nothing about treasure.
Of course they have.
Oh, yeah. That first week, Mist asked Anne where they hid the loot.
And?
She changed the subject. And then...
Yes?
He never mentioned it again.
What about Mary?
Reed's never said nothing about treasure. And Mist never asked.
What do you mean, Mist never asked? It's been weeks! God's... What's he playing at?
Oh, dear.
Is that valuable information?
Go get Mist. Now!
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Here! He's awake!
Barnett, what's going on? This fiend assaulted me.
Scrappy, seize him.
On my own?
Don't come any closer!
Yes, on your own. He's injured. Look, he's swaying. Just tackle him.
Don't you dare! Get off!
Come here. Stop. Stay still.
Here, my belt. Tie his hands to the table.
Stop!
While you're getting comfortable, Mist, little question for you. Why haven't you asked them where the bloody treasure is?
I did! Once, but I'm writing a book, not treasure hunting.
If you hadn't worked it out by now... I don't give two shits about the book.
I can do the kicking, sir. I've had more practice.
I doubt that. But go on. How long were you going to drag this on for? Another couple of weeks? Month? Mooning over your pirate wenches? Then what? Tell me you tried your best, but they just wouldn't spill the beans. Stop kicking him now, Scrat.
For God's sake, Bonnet. We don't even know for sure if there is treasure.
Of course there is. Reed, Bonnie, Rackham, they hid their share in the same location. So if one of them should fall, the others would get it. Three lots of treasure in one place.
Yeah. And you'd know about that because you sailed on the Revenge. Yeah. They told me. You're a pirate.
I'm no pirate. I was never one of them. And what does it matter anyway? What matters is you've been wasting my time.
This isn't just about treasure, is it? You hate them so much you want to take everything from them, you spiteful man.
Don't talk to me about spite. I tried to save them once. They said no. Out of spite.
Save them?
From the noose. In Jamaica. I made a very generous offer. Tell me where you and Jack hid the treasure, and I'll fill your bellies with my seed.
I'd rather top a rusty sword, you cowardly piece of shite.
Do you want to swing or not? Because I'm your only chance, ladies.
Anne, you should think about it.
Have you lost your mind?
Mary, my love. Didn't think you'd be the one to see sense. I can do you first, if you like.
Not me.
Oh, just me then. Absolutely not.
You deserve to live.
I'd rather die.
That is literally the choice, yes.
Reed, there's gotta be another way. We'll figure something out. I promise.
They got someone else to do it. Some pirate groupie, I expect. There were enough of them. Shame. I quite fancied a girl. But there's still time.
You're disgusting.
You're incompetent. I'm starting to think this imbecile might be more use.
Who, me?
I want you to know, Mist, this is your doing. You forced my hand.
What are you planning?
A good old-fashioned Q&A with A&M.
You'll beat it out of them.
What? No, no, no. No spoiling the goods. They've got to be presentable for visitors. And it's not very Christian, is it?
What if I promised you 5% of the treasure?
5%?
5%.
Yeah, all right. Their value's been depreciating anyway.
No, 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 no! No, you can't! They won't tell you anything anyway!
They might not, no. But at least I'll have fun.
I underestimated you, Bonnet.
Yep. Scratby, cancel the ladies' forthcoming visits. I shall be the last guest they see.
There is a visit in the diary, sir.
Well, cancel it.
It's a baroness and her entourage. They're coming tomorrow at 4. They've already paid. I could cancel, but would you be issuing the refund?
No, I will not. Fine, but do not take any further bookings, all right? They're mine. As of shortly after 4 tomorrow.
Yes, of course, sir. A brilliant idea, sir. Yes, well done.
In the meantime, we shall hasten to the authorities and tell them that you, Scratby, are witness to treasonous blitherings within the prison walls by one Nathaniel Mist.
Why would they believe him?
Well, first, you have prior. And second, I shall tell them to search your property for seditious documents. I don't even need to plant the evidence, do I? Thought not.
You're a piece of work.
I'm simply speeding up your self-destruction, my dear boy. Much like I did with your pirate hags. Goodbye, Mist. Maybe they'll give you the cell between Anne and Mary. If you hurry, you can even hear what I do to them.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
I knew I recognised him. That bloke who's always hanging around you when you sing. You should have seen him, Bess. Bleeding from his head. And they chucked him in a wagon. I thought he was dead. This way.
Slow down, Wren.
I thought he was dead. But then they dragged him out and he went... So I knew he was alive. And then they carried him in that house over there. And then I came and got you.
Let's see who we're dealing with. Stay here, Wren. Nathaniel, what have you done now?
Yes.
Good morning, madam. Lovely day. May I interest you in the latest popular ballad?
Don't normally go house to house, do you?
A special visit. I hear the gentleman who resides here is a keen collector of ballads.
Captain Barnett?
Captain Barnett, yes. Can you take me to him?
He's not in.
Right. Anyone else I can sing for? Any guest of the captain or I don't know?
There's no one else here. And if there was, I'd keep my nose out of Captain Barnett's business. Now clear off.
Was he there?
I don't know. I'll stay here and keep watch on the house. See who comes and goes. Here. Thanks for your help.
Thanks, Bess. See you later.
Might as well shift some ballads while I'm here. Man that is born of a woman have only the shortest of... Oi! Watch it! No respect for the arts. Come, travellers and friends gather round.
Is that... Oh, my God, it's Bess. Wait, wait! Come on, you stupid table! Right, I'm coming, Bess. Stay right there. Heave! Bess, stay there!
And nowhere are folks more aware of their fate than a terrible ravenous sea, where the waves they do tower, the winds they do blow, and
Crackers and monsters drag men down below.
Do you mind? I'm trying to make a living here.
Aren't we all? Who's got a pair of bloomers the size of a whale?
I am. You're scaring the customers away.
Give me a penny if you like my song. Yes, Zoo.
Here you go.
Just a penny. Tight kit.
Give that back. That coin's for me.
I'll fight you for it.
Hello? Bess! 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 Over here!
Nathaniel! Are you all right? What have they done?
I've got to get out of here!
Open the window! Climb out!
I can't! My wrists are tied to a table leg!
Shall I find the constable?
No! Don't do that! I know. Let me kick a bigger hole in the pane. Then you can reach in and lift the sash and undo my bonds.
What's going on over there?
Neighbourhood's going down the drain.
Nathan, people are watching.
Is it vandal?
Stop it, we'll get arrested. Fixing a broken pane. Nothing to see here.
Broken pane?
They're still watching.
I've got an idea. Just stay there, I'll be right back. Oi!
Hello again. Ready for fisticuffs, are we?
I'll give you a shilling if you cause a fuss. Over there by the lamppost.
For a shilling? Go on then.
All eyes on you. Got it?
I shall try my very best, darling. Look at me, look at... I've got a couple of big talents and I'm showing them to you.
Here, she's popped a boob out.
Oh, he likes it. Look at him.
Bloody hell.
Come on, lad.
Look at the state of her.
This is the first time you've seen this guy.
It's working. They're distracted.
Hurry, lift the sash.
Oh, it's stuck. They're throwing money at her. Unbelievable.
Focus, Bess.
You spend all your life crafting ballads, slowly building a following, and then someone gets a bap out and... Oh! There.
Oh, you did it. Right, quick, climb in.
Oh, God. If I get caught and sent to Australia... Let's get you untied.
They used a belt.
I've got my knife. Keep still.
Who's in there? Open this door.
Well, maybe she can help us.
Who? Her? Not likely. There, you're free.
You saved my life.
Not yet, I haven't. Go on, get out the window, quick! Before gin-soaked Jenny runs out of tits to bear.
But a pirate loves the sea, and it's all we have to see for.
Gregory! What the bloody hell's going on? Why are they all singing?
Bunny started it after she stabbed that lad who tried to... Well, you know. But then they all joined in.
Oh, Scrappy won't like it if he comes back and there's a bloody concert in progress. Oh, all right. Shut it. Shut up. Oi, I'm warning you. Stop it or I'll thump you.
Gregory.
Huh?
All right, Gregory. Over here. How's the new baby doing?
What? Very well, thanks. Hi.
Oh, that's grand, that is. Listen, Greg, could I ask you a favour?
No, I don't think that's appropriate.
Please, Greg, you've been so kind to me. I have a note. It's for me, Ma. She's dying, you see. I need to get it to her before she... Or before I...
Oh dear. Oh, please don't cry.
I'm sorry, sorry. You know that journalist fella, Mist? Well, if you could take it to him, he'll make sure me ma gets it.
I don't know. Mister's banned, isn't he? Scrappy won't let him back.
I know. That's why I need you, Greg. Please don't let it end this way. For either of us. Please.
Where is she? Come on, Bess. You're back! Oh, you're back. Tell me.
Let me take my boots off first.
Oh, no. You look grim. Bonnet sent constables to my room.
Yep. Turned them upside down. I'm sorry, mate. Well,
did they take my manuscript?
Have a look. This is all they left.
Just this. Scraps. Letter. Bills. That's it. Manuscript. They took it. Why, for God's sake, it's a silly book about pirates. It's hardly treason.
Some might say it's a book about dangerous criminals and how fun and brilliant they are.
No, it isn't.
I read your last draft, remember? Water's boiled. Make a brew, would you? Tea caddy's in the drawer.
If you're implying that I somehow glorified or mythologized or... How can you afford tea?
There's a new dealer in town. Nice and cheap.
Tea's only cheap if it's smuggled by dangerous criminals.
Shut up and drink. So how long are you going to be here?
Oh, not long. End of the week. Thank you for hiding me.
You can stay longer if you like.
I can't. They'll be looking for me. I was thinking... France? An exile in France. And maybe it's a good thing. Maybe I'll find freedom on the fringes of society.
Like a pirate?
No. A pirate lives in the moment. That's all they have. But I shall continue to write. continue to hold our worthless government to account.
At a safe distance with a glass of French wine in your hand.
Doesn't sound awful when you put it like that.
I'll toast to that.
Aye. To things not being awful. Cheers.
Nathaniel, I have to ask, what are you going to do about money?
Oh, well, I have a little. Oh, God.
Don't suppose Bonnie and Reed ever told you where the treasure is?
If they had, we wouldn't be in this mess. Why does everything always come down to treasure? Damn it!
Watch it!
I should have set that bastard off on a wild goose chase.
You knocked the papers off the table.
Why didn't I make something up? I could have scrawled a map on a napkin and said, off you go, happy hunting. But now, he's going to hurt them and there's not a damn thing I could do about it.
Ugh, yuck.
What is it?
Look, the letter I took from your ass. What it's sealed with. That ain't wax. Ugh.
Oh, it's lumpy. And brown.
God, oh.
It smells like...
Don't sniff it. Ugh.
Ale and gingerbread.
Oh.
Good God, this must be from Anne. She sent a letter to my house. How... Oh, never mind.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing that makes sense. Numbers. Strings of numbers. With an occasional word amongst them. Pencils. Cell. Oh, it's nonsense.
Let me see.
It must be coded, in case it fell into the wrong hands. Maybe it's some sort of nautical, a coordinate thing.
Look, she writ the date wrong. 6th of March. That's 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks? 2 weeks? Miss Weekly came out on the 6th. I gave it to Anne to read the very next day.
Wait, I have a copy.
You do?
Of course I do. Good paper, this. Makes good bum fodder.
You're not wrong there. Some of the numbers are underlined. Page numbers?
There's not enough pages in the journal. Line numbers, maybe. A first number, 6.
Line 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now what?
The numbers after. Perhaps they indicate a word on that line. 4.
The fourth word on the 6th line is... Dear. Quick, the next.
5. Then underline 7.
Friend.
Followed by 2 and
Dear
8.
Dear friend. The...
Then underline 2, followed by 1.
Time.
Then... Line 9, word 3.
Dear friend, the time has come for Reed and I to get the hell out of here. I think I can trust you now. I have little choice. I have taken the small knife you used to sharpen your pencils, and I have learned how to pick the padlock securing my chain to the floor. On the 22nd, at the clock strike of 7, the turnkey will go to his supper. There is a gap the length of 5.5 rounds of such sweet revenge until the next turnkey arrives. During that time, I shall pick the lock to my cell, release Reed from hers, and together we shall return to my cell, where there is a large chimney hearth. We shall climb up the chimney to the flat roof above. This is where we need your help. Go to the east side with a ladder, a change of clothes enough for the two of us, and a horse. I trust you will do this for us because of our mutual deep regard. We are, the three of us, two alike to cast the other adrift. Also, the treasure does exist. It's bigger than you'd expect, and if we reach it alive, you can have half of it. Yours, Anne Bonny.
The brass neck of that one. I can see why you like her.
No.
What's wrong, Nathaniel?
22nd is tomorrow.
It's all right. You don't have to do what she says. You'd be mad to.
You don't understand. 7 is too late.
Too late for what? Well,
too late to escape. Barnett. He'll be there around 4.
You're not making any sense.
He's going to hurt them, Bess. And I rather suspect they won't be in any shape to scramble up chimneys afterwards.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary is written by Lindsay Sharman and directed by Lindsay Sharman and Lawrence Owen. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. For transcripts, information on upcoming episodes and our other series, visit longcatmedia.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at longcatmedia and also at Ballad Anne Mary on Twitter. In this episode, Christina Bianco was Anne Bonny, Suze Kempner was Mary Reed, Carl Queensborough was Nathaniel Mist, John Henry Fall was Jonathan Barnett, Carol Stennett was Bess the Ballad Singer, Hayley Evanett was Bob and Wren, James Ducker was Turnkey Scratby, Ivan Wilkinson was turnkey Gregory, Helen Fullerton was the landlady, Lawrence Owen was Dobbin, turnkey Peters and additional voices, and Lindsay Sharman was gin-soaked Jenny and additional voices. Further additional voices by Dominic Brewer. Artwork by Rebecca Pitt. This podcast was supported using funding from Arts Council England, the UEA's Enterprise Scheme, and our Ko-fi patrons. If you'd like to help us make future series, then visit our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. We really appreciate all your support.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics, Harvard University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antara, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real?
You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand, and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature, an audio drama produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.